Oh, baby.
What? Oh, man.
Hello.
Come on, feel the noise. It's time for Ken, Mark, and John to come out of the tunnel and once again form the Sports Authorities right here on the new CKIW Radio 76.
Well, hello, everybody. Once again here from Studio B. B for we're glad you be with us.
It's like B12. It's like a vitamin.
Except for even the drugs are better. Anyways, here we are, the Sports Authorities on the new CKIWI Radio 76. We, John Sarver here, along with everybody else. We're so glad to see you on this bright, warm, sunny day.
That's right. And we can actually see you.
And you can see us right through the radio.
Thank God we're wearing pants. Anyways, a couple of things for you right now. We are not bought and paid for by any sport authority anywhere, or sport team, I should say, anywhere else. So we can tell you like it is. Part two, there is no FCC here, but there is a DMCA here. So sometimes the audio may get a little salty. And if so facto, we'll grab a pretzel because it's going to be good and fun. Okay. Let's see, we do have the highest standards here.
High standards, yes.
There you go.
That's right.
And I think that covers about everybody, doesn't it?
Pretty much.
There you are. And so not covering anybody unless he's laying down because he's the newest married man that we have here, the Super CPA in season right now, Kenny Pocket. Hi, Ken.
Hey, how's everyone doing there? You know, it's happy Groundhog Day this week. You know, special week this week at the Sports Authority. We're going to watch John come out of the tunnel on Thursday. If he sees his shadow, there's six more weeks of Tigers off season.
I appreciate that. And also, going left to right on your radio dial, number L37 in your programs, number one in your hearts, the old referee himself, the sport director here of the new CKIWI Radio 76, Mark Milicek. Hiya, Mark.
Hi, John. Hi, Kenny. Hi, everybody out there in radio land.
I know you want to say TV land, don't you?
Yeah, you do.
I know you do. Now I'll give you a trumpet. There you go.
Yay.
All right, so this is how it goes. Our sport director, Mark, has written yet another book of topics for us to do. We're not scripted, and we don't memorize stuff because we don't have that kind of capacity.
My three little brain cells wouldn't be able to.
That's right. So, because all of our brains are in our other head, and that's why we're good with the ladies. So, what happens here is that if you hear us calling out numbers, that means that's the pages that we're going to go to and topics we're going to read, a little bit of inside information that make you feel like you're the fourth Beatle and talking about which, if we can find him, if he's not, you know, crawling around the woods with his pooch, then we will have the fourth sport authority. Mr. Jerick will be with us. Polly will be with us somewhere around 7:45. If you're listening, you better pick up the damn phone. Anyway, so
hopefully Henrietta hasn't gotten lost.
Bark. Anyways, kicking us off today, our sport director Mark Milicek. Where do we feel like going first?
Oh.
How about number seven? It's always good to start with the Red Wing thing.
Oh boy.
Okay,
you better get the cat button. You know, it's kind of interesting. I saw they said it was the Chinese year of the rooster, and I thought, you know, how appropriate around here.
Yeah, there they are. It's the cat.
It is definitely the year of the rooster.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Well, yes, last Wednesday when I was at the Red Wing Maple Leaf game, that the Leafs happened to win 4-0 over the Dead Wings.
You suck.
Well, what happens when you pay your referees?
No,
anyways.
No. Referees were very, hey. very good.
Well, then how come they had that cane with a little red tip on the end?
the seeing eye dog out there.
Yeah, no, bark. It's Henrietta.
Oh, that's where Henrietta
there
was.
There you go. Yes,
she
indeed.
Was refereeing the hockey game.
Yes, sire.
Well.
Okay.
That was a. Not a very good game for the Red Wings, and definitely not a very good game for Mr. Jonathan Erickson.
Is there such a thing?
Oh, he has to be.
He is on crack control right now. Yeah, instead of cruise control, crack control.
He has got to be the worst defenseman in the NHL.
But that's okay, because Holland likes this team, so no worries.
It's all part of the plan, right?
You betcha, baby. We're going to lose all the way till March. Then we're turning it on. There you go. I mean, after everybody gets sold, you know, because, you know, evidently Detroit's going to be a buyer this year, you know, this season. So, I mean, they can offer, evidently they can offer Sid, you know, $400,000 to come over. Not bad, eh?
$400,000.
Hey, $400,000. There you go.
That's cash, you know.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. That's no bottle caps. I mean, that's like the real deal. $400,000 for Sidney Crosby to come over. I cannot believe he would say no. You know.
Hey, the winged wheel. Why not?
I say there's $400,000, and we give him Howard, and seal is done. You know, we just have to wait for the ink to dry, and that's in Holland land. Because he loves his team.
That's right.
No reason to move anybody.
Nope.
And especially, he's in love with his defense corps.
Absolutely. He loves them.
Yep.
They're doing such a good job.
Do you realize that you don't even have a real number one pairing in defense?
No, you don't.
You don't? I mean, really, why trot out Cronwell all the time? Why? He's a shadow of himself. He's playing through pain. I mean, here's another thing, Cronwell. Why don't you just leave? If you got that much pain, grab the cash, go away. You know, do the right thing. Do the right thing. That never happens here. No.
Yeah, I have come up with a new award.
Well, this should be good.
A new award.
Yes. It's called the Pylon of the Week.
There you go.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And
do you have a sound for pylon?
I don't know. What
do pylons sound like?
Yeah, what's this?
Well, they really don't do anything but just stand there and let players go around them. So I don't know. Yeah, they really don't do anything.
Like an orange cone. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, you know, those things like on I-94 and I-75, those orange barrels.
Yeah, okay.
You know, and so this week's nominee has to go to Jonathan Erickson.
Why is he nominee? He's for the pylon thing.
Yeah,
I was going to say because CAC, he's first ballot. He's already in.
Yeah, as a CAC, he's in automatically.
He's in.
But now he gets the nomination for pylon.
I will give you the man scream.
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
Yeah,
as they go around him, to go in and score on one of the poor Red Wing goalies that are like, oh my God, he got around him again.
Yeah,
he's thrilled. But you know, he's got potential. He's got potential. You know, he's got potential. Get the hell out of the league.
And he's big.
And he's big. I mean, if you hear that one more time, you know, I mean, he blows. He sucks.
Yeah.
You know, and you locked him up for how many more years now?
Four.
I know. So.
At $4.5 million.
I mean, really, I mean, it's, you know, can't we just tell the Trump folks that Holland is from Syria and deport him?
Yeah.
Make him go away? I will look the other way at this one time, you know? Good God. And the funny thing is, this guy is not being held accountable anywhere.
No.
Barely in the press. You know, but not from senior management, nothing. I mean, how do you explain that? We're lost. We cannot progress for about another 7 to 8 years just on contracts alone, on expiring contracts. We can't do a damn thing.
Well, that's a good thing then.
Thank you, Mr. I. You know?
It's all part of the plan.
Where's my customer bag?
Yeah.
I got something to drink.
And the thing about it is how many of the goals against
did Erickson score
that he's actually scored on the Red Wing goalie?
Oh my!
It's four of them, isn't it? Four of them in the last week.
Yeah, I mean one of the goals that Toronto scored on last Wednesday went off his leg because he couldn't get out of the way.
Wow! But he's big and he's got. I mean,
he's got potential.
I mean, the really cool thing is now that Decoxer, they're finally figuring out he's no good.
Yeah.
Where did this guy come out of that everybody was fighting for him, in quotes, fighting for him? I don't, you know, looking back at my notes of yesteryear, I don't see any other team that was killing for him.
No.
You know, I mean, this is a total Scott Boras kind of thing with the old man.
Yeah. We heard somebody was, like, going after him. Give him $1 million. Give him $3 million.
But, sir, he hasn't played in the NFL.
It's okay. Just give him money.
Okay.
Make sure we get him.
Yeah.
No matter how much it costs me.
Here's a bag full of cash. You know, this is the Illich way. Here's a bag full of cash. That'll fix it.
Yeah. Here's some money. You know?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I was looking at, they were talking about the Tiger salary cap.
Mm.
And, you know, the luxury tax. And $6 million a year toward the cap that goes to Prince Fielder's contract.
Still?
Going forward. Next year, the year after. $6 million a year for what? For
wow.
Yeah.
And he's not even playing.
And he isn't even playing. Not for anybody.
Right. That's what I'm saying. He's wherever he's at, just waiting for the check to show up.
That's what happens when you stupidly throw these contracts around. You end up hamstringing your club for years going forward. You can't do this shit.
Should. I mean, what is the point of that? You know, if you're the team, why do you agree with if you are out of the league, if you resigned, if you quit, if you go away, thanks, bye now.
Well, what happened was they signed him to that huge contract, right? And when they dealt him for Kinsler, they agreed to eat part of the contract for every year. And that's the part they're on the hook for.
And that's the part that goes against the salary cap.
Right.
Yeah, well, see, that's the thing that we're talking about. I mean, the thing that we had in hockey just last year. You know, when the souk goes away, you're still paying the guy.
Yeah.
Even though he quit. That's it. I'm done. I'm gone. If you, at any other business arena, and I realize sports isn't reality, but if you go up to your boss and say, peace out, they don't go, great, go home, you know, go get a job in California or something like that, and we'll still pay you for years. How does that, if you're the owners, how did you sign into that, you know, CBA?
Yeah.
You know, it's like if you got lost by injury, all right, we'll pay you a certain amount of money. Should not go against the cap. But if you quit the sport, there is no reason whatsoever, none, that they should still have to pay you. And again, that's idiotic. You know, once again, it's stupid kind of version for the owners. And then salaries get all crazy, and then they lock out the players.
Yep.
Going, well, it's way too much. You know, cut it there.
Yeah.
It's because the owners do that sort of contract, and then they complain that their contracts are
going crazy.
Right.
And who they blame?
Yeah.
You know, idiots like Illich.
Yeah.
The cack. I mean, it's almost amazing how Illich has almost eclipsed Ford as the worst owner. And again, when you're an owner, bad owner X2, you know, oh my God, you've taken out half of the Detroit teams. You know what I didn't see here, too, and just as an aside, do we have anything about the late breaking news about the soccer arena thingy?
No, I didn't put that in because I figured we had enough stuff to talk about.
Boy, do we ever. However, if you take a look at this thing, it's supposed to be a $1 billion with a B complex, and it's just not supposed to be a stadium. It's supposed to be this, that, and the other. I mean, hotels. Okay. You know, it's like Detroit has this wonderful thing called DCFC. And if you've ever gone to a DCFC game, it is a riot. It is exactly, it's bringing in people who don't even like soccer, me included. Don't like soccer, bores me to tears. Went to one of the games when they were playing at Cass. Oh, my God. We sat with on the other side, you know, with we're all squished together and stuff. You know, and people have those smoke bombs and all kinds of wonderful things going on. You know, I mean, that for the entertainment dollar, that was the biggest bang for the buck we have ever seen in years. And now they're in Hamtramck. I mean, does it just get better, you know? And then there was folks that actually put money to help that stadium. I mean, they didn't ask the city for money. They didn't ask for anybody. And yet they have some of the most loyalist fans who might like soccer, who might not like soccer. But you have that big thing where they walk through the streets, you know, the guys with the drums and stuff like that banging through. I mean, it is one of the best. I mean, and it's all grassroots. I don't know any other city that does this. I mean, this soccer is probably, what, single A ball?
Yeah,
roughly. Maybe yeah. One above college.
Yeah.
You know? But yet these college guys put all kinds of effort into it, or whoever plays. I mean, this is not a dog team. You know, and it's almost irrelevant if these guys win or lose, because the fans have a blast. And I can't think of any other sporting event where the fans have a great time, sans wrestling, you know, for our good friend Paul Jerk, you know. But, I mean, you don't have that kind of weirdness going on. And if you're going to bring in an MSL team, who asked for it?
Yeah.
You know, and then how much money is the taxpayers going to be on the bill for?
Yep.
For this thing. And yep. You got two rich owners, two rich billionaires, who are going to make even more money on this, on your back, you know? I mean, they have these glitzy pictures and all that stuff, but that means you'll have, what, three stadiums? Four stadiums? Because you would have Ford Field,
Comerica,
the Little Caesars. And this thing, all within walking distance. Do you, I mean, they only play, like, what, 17, 16 games? You know, MSL? Yeah. Then what do you do for the rest of the thing? You know, for $1 billion, man, I do not think Detroit's ready for this. Because
no.
You're not going to get the DCFC people to go over.
Nope.
You know, because it's going to feel like a total sellout.
Yep.
And I do not think they did their due diligence on this at all. You know, if you brought DCFC over and said, yeah, okay, look, let's buy the name from you guys, and we'll buy whatever good vibe that we can get from you. That's great. That's a beautiful thing, and then maybe kind of it would work out. You know, but if you're just going to try to steamroll this with your money and all that shit, ain't going to happen.
Yep. I don't know. I think they're moving too quick.
Yeah.
Way too fast.
But, you know, that's sports. You know, owners and leagues do stupid shit all the time.
It's money.
Yeah. I mean, you look at story number two. I mean, it's another great example of a team that steps in the poop, you know?
But, you know, the funny thing is, who goes to see soccer? I mean, you have all your friends who are the Nationals, but now you got all these guys that can't come into the country anymore.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do our due diligence, shall we? Nobody from West Bloomfield or nobody from Yale or Memphis may come down and see. And how much are these tickets going to be? I mean, the cool thing about DCFC is they're relatively inexpensive. I mean, really inexpensive for what you get. Yeah. Who's going to go? You know, just because you want a block putting a jail there, ain't happening. Yeah. And Goss, you idiot. You know, I mean, this seems so. I think Kenny almost has it right. It seems so opportunist.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, quickly. And yeah, and you're right. Let's take a look at number two. Good Lord, what happened here?
Just to interrupt one more thing. It just, you know, soccer is pretty popular. Like Seattle Sounders, Portland.
Yeah.
That type of thing, but they have nothing else. Portland doesn't have but a basketball team.
Right.
Seattle only has but a baseball team. So soccer might fit in well out there.
True that. Yeah.
But bringing a soccer team into Detroit, you have football, you have baseball, you have basketball, you have the whole conglomerate of sports.
Even though they all suck.
True that. Yeah.
So, you know, you have to look at that part of it. You know, soccer, like San Jose, the San Jose Earthquakes, the MSL team. There's nothing in San Jose.
You know, on the world...
besides the hockey. Sharks,
Well, you're really close to Oakland. You're close to San Fran, you know.
However, but there's still a drive, you know. I mean, but that's what I'm saying. You know, places that only have one professional team, it might work. But if you have four professional teams...
Yeah, now,
I don't know about
that. That's why they should put them in San Diego, because they lost their only...
yeah, maybe they should, maybe they should have a soccer team in San Diego now, since they have nothing in San Diego.
Yeah, but you think about it. What is MSL anyways? I mean, how respected are they in soccer around the world? Kind of triple-A ball, you know?
I mean, the British Premier League is
the league,
other than the Barcelonas and the Real Madrids of Spain.
True that. So if you're going to be paying all kinds, there's so many sketchy details about this, and they really do seem like, gosh, everybody will flock to see this, you know. I mean, DCFC grew it from grassroots.
Exactly.
You know, and they got solid, and I do mean solid. I mean, the reason why they had to move out of Cass Tech is they couldn't, you know, get everybody in.
Uh-huh.
You know, and they've done it beautifully, and they did it smart. You know, whereupon these guys, we got tons of money, we're going to throw it to you. How much is taxpayer going to cost? Let's look the other way. Look over here. I got something shiny.
Yeah.
You know, no. You know, and again, it's almost like the Jimmy John Field. Once the novelty wears off, and you got a big stadium, big soccer stadium, what do you do with all that stuff that's just going to eat up money? And that goes almost to the Islanders thing. Yeah. You know, when all of a sudden the stadium is losing money to have you in there. You know, I mean, what are you going to do? Are they going to try to, like, appeal to other people and go, well, we're going to have youth soccer in there and stuff. You know, it's for the children. No, it's not.
Yeah.
You know, you can't have... I mean, really, what's that? That's a summer league, too,
it's
right?
It's for the billionaires' children.
No, yeah, it is.
Yeah, my son's 28, and he doesn't have his second Mercedes yet, so...
His second Mercedes dealership.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, this is a summer league, right? Michigan people, you know, barely... Unless the Tigers are winning, they're not going down there.
Yeah.
We got stuff to do. Summer is really, really precious in Detroit.
Yes.
You know, and especially in Michigan alone. We're hitting the boats. We're going outside. We're taking drives or whatever. We're not watching soccer. We're not going to soccer.
Nope.
You know?
Going to the golf course.
Yep.
Going to Lake St. Clair. Going up north.
Going to the strip clubs. How about that?
Okay.
There you go. See? That's our intellectual property.
Come back. We did meet it now.
Okay.
You know,
all right, I'll wait after the show.
Okay.
Right. You know, I didn't see. I only briefed this really quickly, but what the hell is happening with number two here?
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
When did this all happen?
The former Oakland Raiders, now the Las Vegas Raiders, soon to be the Raiders.
Black and blues, black and red.
Right. Yeah, the billionaire casino owner, Sheldon Adelson. Yeah, decided to withdraw his funding for the Raiders to go over to...
For the new stadium in Las Vegas.
But why?
Yeah, so they had Plan B, and Plan B was Goldman Sachs, right?
Right.
And what happened there?
And they pulled out, too.
Oh, oops. So, well, we're going to look at Plan C, then.
Stay.
Plan C is... check the couch.
Let's see if there's any loose change
in there.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, because Adelson's investment was $650 million, and that was one-third.
Uh-huh.
But what was the point? Why did he suddenly pull out?
He didn't like the way the proposal was.
You just saw this now?
Well, I guess they redid it or something, and the agreement, which included a $1 annual rental fee, and he didn't like the idea that the University of Las Vegas football schedule had full control of the stadium.
And 100% of the revenue for
naming rights.
Who wrote that in? Okay, that is stupid. Why would UNLV, who I can't think was ever in the top 100 in football.
No, they suck.
Yeah.
The reason why you are getting this stadium is because it's an NFL team is coming in. So why the hell? Okay, so I agree with the dude. Yeah, I mean, that is stupid. Where they get 100% of the naming rights, among other requests. I can see the $1 annual rental fee. The hell cares about that? You know? But, I mean, UNLV, the only thing I can remember is Shark, you know? I mean, yeah. The basketball dude. That,
yeah, Tarkanian.
Yeah, the towels, you know.
Yeah, chomping on the towel.
Yeah.
So now, what do you, okay, so now where does the NFL sit in all this? They want to see this team go to Vegas.
Yeah, they're in a loss now because they've lost one-third of their funding for the stadium.
When has this new commissioner in the NFL, when did he start? 3 years ago? 4 years ago?
About four, I think.
Seems like that?
Yeah.
Yep.
Have you noticed that the NFL has gone to nothing?
Absolutely.
Yeah, everything is just...
Lawsuits like crazy, bad press like crazy.
Yep.
I mean, the NFL was bulletproof. Losing viewership, you know? Come on over to a DCFC team.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I mean, before, the NFL was never in the news.
Right.
Now it's always in the news for something. Yep.
And that the deal with their tax-exempt status, I mean, that was a black eye.
Right.
Yeah, yep. Right. And so all that stuff, plus not handling domestic disputes, you know, plus the inflate gate and all that stuff, which was real, you know. I mean, he should have got tossed out. And now the drama isn't the game. It's, ooh, is Brady going to win?
Yeah.
You know, you better hope to God that on a lot of different levels that Atlanta wins this one, you know. Because then this will finally get the weirdos to come out and go, well, he's washed up. He's old now. He's no good. You know, he lost one game. He's slowing down. He's Aaron Rodgers. You know, okay, whatever. I mean, Brady always rubbed me the wrong way anyways. You know, and just lose, dude. I mean, I'm not thrilled with Atlanta, but just the whole New England culture, you know, football team, blows. You know, cheated. Yep. I mean, it's the NASCAR thing. If you ain't cheating, you ain't winning, you know. Ain't trying. Okay, well, you succeeded. You know, Kraft, I don't even eat your cheese anymore, you jerk. You know, I'll give you a spit.
Actually, he doesn't have anything to do with the food company. He's a real estate guy.
Yeah.
Then change your name. Change your name to, I don't know, Key or something.
Yeah.
You still got a K in there. You can still use your monograms.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow, that's amazing, man. All right, so Tony Romo, number three, going to Denver, maybe?
Yep, but the thing about it is Denver, it looks like they're only interested in Tony Romo if he's a free agent. They're not willing to trade any type of assets to get him if they have to trade for him.
So how many years is that going to be?
Well, they're waiting for the Cowboys to actually just
release him.
Yeah, good luck there.
They couldn't. If you're the Cowboys, why would you do that?
Yeah.
I know. I mean, oh, my God, this is so Illich-esque, you know?
Well, the only reason Dallas would release him is because of his salary cap hit, because he's making $14 million, and then next year he's making $19.5 million, and the year after that he's making $20.5 million.
He's making $20.5 million in 2019?
Yeah.
Yoo-hoo-hoo.
He's got a backloaded contract.
Wow.
So that's
the nice backload.
So that's the only reason why there might be a possibility.
So wait a minute. So Denver wants to take this on?
If they release him, they can re-sign him to a different contract.
Yeah, because you don't. Well, first of all, I mean, I think Kenny's right. Who would be that stupid to go, let's see, you desperately want one of our guys? Okay, let me give them to you in our division, shall we? Out of your division, I should say, shall we? You know,
because you know Dallas is going to want, you know, a first-round pick or
heck
something.
And somebody will give it to him. Look, you look at the deal that Brock Osweiler got last year. 70. You don't think somebody's going to line up to get Tony Romo? Come on now.
True that.
Yeah, Brock Osweiler got $72 million over 4 years, so that's $18 million a year.
And what did he prove?
Nothing.
Zero.
Nothing.
And what did he prove this year? He proved that he sucks.
Well, I mean, that's kind of the thing with Romo. Romo was always like AAA ball, always bubbling underneath, has one good game, four bad games. One good game, four bad games.
Then he gets hurt.
You know? Then he gets hurt. And then you just, you remember, it's like another Lions-esque kind of thought. Well, the last thing he did was good, so he must be good.
Yeah.
Spit.
Well, just wait to we see what, you know, what Stafford gets for his contract.
Loser.
He's going to be part owner of Ford Field when they're done with him.
You know, the funny thing is, you see that Sports Illustrated came out with something that said that, you know, he deserves a max contract.
No, I mean, he doesn't.
The largest contract in the NFL.
No,
not
he
a max, the largest.
No, he doesn't. No. And then, then his performance on the field will go even get even worse.
Yeah, well, considering you give him, what, the max contract for 10 years? What, are you going to trot Illich over? Hey, I know contracts. You know, I'll give him 10 million, 15, 100 million.
Oh, here, here's Boris's card.
There you go. Yeah, if he was smart, he would get Boris as an agent quickly, you know.
I got Boris on my on speed dial.
I'll sign him my baseball, my hockey team. I'll sign him everywhere. Oh, what does he do? What does he play?
Oh my God! No, you don't give him. You don't give him the moon. No,
I'm going to give him the ouch.
Ouch!
There you go. I mean, that's how awful this guy is.
The Lions will go 60 more years without winning anything if they give him that.
Yeah, but look how good he is. Look at his stats. Look at his stats. Look at his stats.
Yeah. We'll look at his stats. Yeah, when the score is 55-3, then he starts throwing the ball.
Yeah.
And completing it.
The guy, if he goes down as anything, he'll go down as the biggest pad stat there is. I mean, he pads like no tomorrow. The youngest man to get 300,000. No, he wasn't. Not even close. Not even 30,000. Huh. The first guy to get. No, he wasn't really. Because you take a look at what you got. You know, but he's also the first guy not to win anything.
Yeah.
You know, the first guy to lose to, you know, I mean, nothing. You are 0 for career, you know. Yeah.
Just so, like all the other quarterbacks the Lions had.
Well, you think about it. I mean, what's the difference between him and anybody that's in, like, Indianapolis? Even though Indy actually went. Okay, scratch that. How about somebody from Cleveland? What's your playoff records? What's your Super Bowl records? That's all that matters.
Yeah.
You know, in pro teams, pro sports, you go for number one. You don't go for 500. You know, you don't go for almost kind of backed into something.
Well, that's not true. I mean, look at the Tigers. They're talking about, well, we can cut $50 million in payroll next year, and we can still be competitive. See, you hear that?
When
we can
do
be
this?
Competitive.
Yeah, oh, that's what they said. Oh, yeah. Well, everybody
not that
said.
we can win.
But that's the sports
we can be
word.
500.
We could be 500. We can compete.
Right.
We can be a contender.
Yeah, right. See, yeah, I mean, that's the weenie words. And when you hear that in preseason, you know, don't even bother to buy your tickets.
It's not going
to
be good.
No. You know, because that's the best thing you got. Normally, you come out and go, man, I think we got the horses. We're going to go all the way. You know, we get breaks and all that stuff. It'll be fine. But when you come out and you're just like going, boy, we know we can hit more than 500, you know, unless you're Stan. Oh, wait a minute. I'm on the other side of Stan. Wait.
That wasn't Stan.
Stan, no, it's Stan's wife. There's Stan now. Here comes Stan walking up the stairs.
Oh.
Good God, did you see the mutiny that's... Is this on in here today?
Oh, I got to piss this thing. Yeah, I didn't write a book, but
you don't have to.
I figured we could just talk about
God.
It.
Oh, my God.
Woo!
Just by watching that game last night.
You think maybe he's lost this team?
Big.
You think maybe?
And yet, again, you see in the Free Press this morning, the Detroit Free Press, it was my fault. I take responsibility, says. All right, that's not the first time. That's not the second time. That's the multiple time. If you know, when did we lessen that deal when people say, I take responsibility for that failure? That normally means you're gone.
It normally means they take you out back and they put a bullet in you, you know?
Wait, I got one of those. Wait.
Bullet. Bullet? Yeah, there you go.
But he's so fat.
You take him several, yeah.
There you go. One of these.
I was watching that Pistons game last night.
Not that we would shoot anybody. That's not what we were meaning.
Right. And they had the camera behind the basket. And Tobias Harris was dribbling toward the basket. And I can see Stan jumping up and down like, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? And it's like... Evidently, they didn't run the play he wanted.
Yeah, but what was his play? what did he signal all the time? Step back jumper. Step back jumper. Okay. That's strategy there, Fatso. You know?
And last night, if I remember correctly, they were 3 for 27 from the 3-point line.
Yeah.
Stan.
Keep firing, you know?
Stan. Stop shooting 3-pointers because you can't make them.
Stan, I got something for you, man. Here, Stan, get really close. I know you're a little short shit, but... Here, Stan, you hear? You paying attention? Here, Stan, this is for you. There. You bought this team. You got this team unmolested. You built this team. You designed this team. You got the same player at every single thing. You can't have Drummond at the end of any game. He still blows. He still shoots, what, 42, 43% from the stripe?
He's
at
45 now.
And everybody was excited. Whee! You know, you max out his contract. He's crap. He's motivated, maybe. You know, I mean, you see, Ish had to come out of the game yesterday. It was winded. It's like, what kind of... What was the strength coach? Carney? Damn, anyways, we're back in the bad boy days.
Arnie Kander?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, where's that lad at? You know, when you got a professional man that is winded, come out at 4 minutes.
You're not 58 years old, are they?
No.
I mean, they're young guys.
Yeah. You know,
supposed to be in shape.
That's kind of what a sports guy does, what a pro sports guy does. You know, I mean, there's nobody. I mean, as much as you want to get rid of Stanley, you know, there's somehow, some way, there's a key between Stanley and something ain't working. You know,
yeah. And
it's not going to work. This team regressed, and time after time after time, you heard. Say, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to fix this. I don't know. If you don't know, get the hell out. The balls you have to say those things, because there is no coach in any of the four pros that would consistently say, I don't know what to do. I have no clue. I just, you know, I hope to God we win today.
Except, you know, the Lions.
Because and the Tigers.
We've had several coaches that have said, I don't know what to do. Some of them have said, I don't know what I get to get fired around here.
And they actually quit, some of them.
Yeah.
You know, I mean... Bobby would whoop.
Yeah,
you know,
the Celtics gave them every chance to win that game last night, and they kept chucking up them frickin' 3-pointers. All you had to do is just shoot 2-point shots, and you probably could have won that game.
Yeah, but who wants to go into the paint from Detroit? Yeah. Okay, I don't think so.
Well, but I'm just saying, it's almost like. Okay, we come down, we got to take a 3-pointer. It's their mentality.
Yeah.
It's like, you guys can't get the ball down low to somebody?
You know, really, why don't you just, you know, Mark kind of just like kicked over a point. Why don't you now call it the Disaster Dome? Because you're going to have a disastrous Red Wing team and a disastrous Piston team all stinking out the one place. I hope they have huge ventilation there.
And not only that, not only are they going to be bad, but they're not going to be fun to watch either.
Agreed, yeah.
I tried watching a Pistons game. I had to turn it off. I couldn't stand to watch it. It was boring. It was just terrible.
Well, did you see that, like, the upper seats in the palace?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
I mean, this is going to go back to the days where the Pistons had to bring, like, Otis Day and the Knights to do shout at halftime or something.
Yep.
I mean, what washed-up 80s act can they have? Can you bring Sheila E. in one more time? You know, she's hot. You know? I mean, really, it was like Casey and the Sunshine Band to do shake your booty. It's like, you know, I wasn't going to go to the palace. I really know that that's really crap basketball there, but Casey and the Sunshine Band, oh boy.
Oh, gee, I got to spend $45 for that ticket now.
$45 to park.
Well, that too. But.
Yeah, to see that, I mean, really, that was like back in the days when the Illiches were giving away a car a game.
Right.
To get somebody down there, anybody down there, and that was brilliant. I mean, that kind of really kind of worked out because you got... You know, I think they're giving away Crasslers, which they probably by the time they got to the end of the ice, oops. Can I have the Zamboni instead?
Yeah.
You know. However, it was smart. It got people in there, and it was goodwill. You know, I mean, it must have cost them a boatload.
Oh yeah.
You know. However, it was a brilliant move. It's almost to the point where Ilitch has now jumped the shark, way past the time.
Well, wait a minute. I mean, let's face it. What you're talking about there is marketing. And Ilitch is very sharp when it comes to marketing. Always has been, always will be. As far as running a team, never been very good.
Yeah, well, he could throw money at it. And remember, that was his big love affair in Detroit.
Yeah, and it started back with the Wings, back when they when he first got them, and he started throwing money at these at these guys, the young guys that were coming into the league, like Ray Stazak. Remember him?
A little ball of hate.
Yeah, I mean,
when did
who's the big ball of hate? I forget.
When did the Red Wings and everybody in Detroit have good teams? When there was no salary cap and he can throw a shitload of money out there.
Exactly.
Then you had to have a GM that was smart, you know.
And got the right players.
I mean, you kind of did the same thing with baseball, you know. Even though DD was a decent – I mean, when you really look back at things, you know, DD was perhaps – and I'm trying to think of the major four. I think he was the best general manager. Because I'm trying to think, Pistons never had anybody.
No.
You know, I mean, if you go back to the Dumar days.
I was just going to say Dumars.
Yeah. And I don't think you got a really a big upgrade from, up here he comes again. I stand. They're trying to get a Cheeto from underneath the couch. You know? I mean, he's about that height. He's,
still trying to get the water bottle from underneath his chair from last night's game.
Good God.
Yeah, well, I think the one guy that, you know, this goes back a ways, but Jimmy Devolano was a real quality guy, too.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you can go way back.
Yeah.
You know, you can go to Mr. Campbell, you know, the cheap bitch that he was.
Yeah.
You know, but he had an owner that gave, you know, Monahan. It always, notice how this comes in Detroit sports, where the new owner comes in with a splash. You know, oh, we're going to sign, we're going to do stuff and all that stuff. You know, your basketball owner, I mean, the guy is a hedge fund slob. How do you think he got his money? By making everybody happy? No, by like blowing wind up. Yeah, we're going to put money in your company, and we just took it all away. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
In our humble opinion. I mean, that's what hedge operators do.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of their gig. They're not there for long term. Come in, loot, rape, leave. And look, what kind of money we got? Oh, boy. You know?
Let's go buy a Pistons team.
Yeah, really. So this guy is allegedly a billionaire and stuff. He could care less about the Detroit team. Big time could care less. You only see him come in, and you always have those general quotes. Well, I think team's going great.
Yeah.
Really? What do you think about your number two? It's a firm stool. Okay, great. Thanks for nothing. You know, he has no clue of what this team's all about.
Yeah.
Yep. Go ahead. You guys talk amongst yourselves. Look at what number 12 is.
Number 12.
There's no
12. There's no 12. We can talk about number 1.
That's why you talk amongst yourselves.
So let's talk about number 1.
Number 1.
Mark, you put that number 1 for a reason, Mark. It's a good story.
Oh, yeah. About the Houston Astros and St. Louis Cardinals hacking scandal.
Yeah.
And we're not talking about hacking. Hacking. Christopher Correa. The former Cardinals employee who hacked into the Astros computer system. Gee, we could probably use him for something.
Yeah.
Well, absolutely. we can't use him now though because he's behind bars.
He's in jail. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we could have used him. Maybe he could have hacked into the Russian.
Yeah, that's right. Could have hacked into Trump's computer. Could see what's in there, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Dang. We could have used him for something. But anyway. Yeah, Mr. Correa got caught.
Yep.
And now the St. Louis Cardinals must give to the Astros 2 draft picks and $2 million.
Ouch.
Yeah. Gee, I could use $2 million.
Yeah, no kidding.
I could care less about the draft picks.
Yeah.
I don't have a baseball team, so, you know.
Yeah, depends what you take. Maybe you go down to the local strip club and you use them there.
As long as I can use the 2 draft picks. that might work. But anyway, Correa said that the only reason why he did it is because the Houston Astros had already hacked into the Cardinals, you know, computer. So he just went and just did it back.
Ah, he was going to steal back what they stole, huh?
That's right.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
They did it first, so I decided to get our information back, you know.
Yeah,
type of thing.
Right.
So,
yeah. So he's saying that they did it first, and so he just did it in return, and they caught him, huh?
Right. That's just like the guy that starts the fight in hockey, or you know, whatever. They can, you know, they didn't get the instigator. They got the guy that, you know, came in second type of thing.
Yeah, so, that sounds like a bunch of nonsense to me.
Well, not a lot nicer.
They did a thorough investigation of this thing. They didn't come up with any of that. It's just him saying it.
Well, according to Major League Baseball, the investigation came out that he actually hacked into their system.
And the FBI, they investigated too.
Yeah.
So, come on.
Yeah, he got 46 months in the clink.
Yep. And he's a lifetime ban from Major League Baseball.
Yeah,
he can kiss Hall of Fame goodbye now.
He can go out to dinner with Pete Rose or something.
That's
now.
Right.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. But you know what else sounds fun? Here we have on the M&M One service hotline.
The right? Call Mark hotline.
There you go, the Call Mark hotline, all the way from parts unknown, you know, weight unknown, whatever. The fourth Beatle that we have here, Paul Jurek, who is joining us live. Hi, Paul.
Hi, John. Hi, Mark. Hi, Ken. Hi, everybody out there.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Henrietta. Hi.
Yeah, she's in my arms.
Is she? She barking?
She was going to bark, so I hurried up and picked her up. So.
Okay. Well, the reason why we have you on is that three of us watch probably the premier sporting event of the week, you know, the Super Bowl. We sat there and watched the Royal Rumble here at the CK Studios on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
On the big screen, not on the black and white TV that we normally watch it on.
And a little 13-inch.
So, Paulie, give us a rundown, man. You gave us the big up last week. How the hell did that thing turn out?
Well, I think it turned out great. I didn't like all the outcomes, but the action was nonstop, unlike the Super Bowl will be, I'm sure.
But. Yeah, that rigged Super Bowl, it's scripted already. All right, so who won the matches, lad?
Well, Roman Reigns lost his match. He was the champion. To KO, with a little help from my man,
Mr. Strom, yeah.
Braun Strowman.
Yeah.
Man, I almost forgot his name for a second. But yeah, he came in and just demolished Roman Reigns and took the title away. So that was one good thing, because Roman Reigns is not very much liked by anybody out there.
And he's a good guy, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, much for that.
He's a spoiled good guy, you know.
He can play for the Red Wings.
Yeah.
He can play defense and take Erickson's spot.
Okay. All right, who won with the women?
Charlotte Flair.
There you go.
Rick Flair's daughter keeps on winning. She's 5'10", and she's darn well. She's a tough cookie. I mean, she beat Bailey, which is, I don't know. She's okay, but she's nothing like Charlotte is, and also. Charlotte better watch her back, because Nia Jax, which we didn't see her match, but I watched it later on, she is one big woman, and Charlotte won't be able to handle her, so, but that might be a WrestleMania match coming at the beginning of April, so.
When is WrestleMania, anyways?
Where is it?
When is it?
The weekend before the championship for March Madness, but I'm going to say I just thought it's the beginning of April, end of March area on a Sunday.
You'll be pleased to know that we got Kenny out for that event.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Say something, Kenny. We didn't know where you're at, but you sure missed a great one.
Yeah, I bet I did.
There was a seat for you there.
There was. It just had like a little cardboard cutout. It said Kenny on it.
You know?
All right, so who won the big match?
A big surprise was Randy Orton. I don't know where he came from. I know John loves him, but
I hate the guy. I just can't stand him. God. If I could reach the cack button, I would right now. You know?
If this was a sport to bet on, I mean, Randy Orton would have been like 500-1 to win it, as far as I'm concerned. I have no idea how he won it, but he won it, because I guess it's his turn to last year with Triple H, which another old man, which I don't understand how he won it either, but he is the boss of the whole WWE, so that's probably why Triple H won. But
true that.
Randy Orton must have done something for somebody.
Yeah.
But there was Goldberg in there, and there's Brock Lesnar, and my man Braun Strowman was in there, but took three or four guys to knock out Strowman and at number 12, and later on, somehow Goldberg knocked out Brock Lesnar, which is twice in a row, which I have no idea why they're doing that, but there is going to be a WrestleMania match announced last night on Monday Night Raw between Goldberg.
Lesnar and Goldberg?
Yeah.
All right,
WrestleMania.
Put money on it. Who wins this one?
I got to go with Lesnar. They can't do it three times in a row. There's no reason for that. There's no reason. But
does that get you angry?
Yeah, it makes me angry because Goldberg is in better shape, but he's definitely not.
Or that caliber.
Lesnar's a lot more interesting.
All right, did they announce anything else for WrestleMania?
Not yet, no, just that match, so.
You know, how many WrestleManias has that been?
How many?
Yeah.
85, I think it's WrestleMania 32 now. I could be wrong, it might be 33, but 30, at least 32. The first one was 1985, so.
Okay, last thing here. If you got a dream match to go to WrestleMania, who are you making? Who are you putting together?
Braun Strowman, and I'd say take on Brock Lesnar. That's what I'd say, but that would be my match, just to prove. That would be a true bowl against bowl match. You know, power against power, and I'd like to see that.
Wow.
I know it won't be here already, but that would be mine.
All right, so, we would have probably said a naked oil wrestling match with a tall chick, but okay, that works out. So, thank you, Paulie. Next time, we hope to see you here live in the Studio B, you know.
Okay.
I know that you had to go tromp around the Northlands there in the snow, try to find some maple out of a tree, you and the pooch.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, we did.
Well, thank you, lad, for being here with us tonight and on the Call Mark Hotline, you know.
All right.
And, again, we hope to see you again next week, right?
Sure.
All right. See you, Paulie. Thanks for being here, man.
Thank you for having me.
Bye, guy. Bye-bye. Paul Jurek, everybody, on the Call Mark Hotline, our fourth Beatle here, as it were. Still plenty of time to get into
LeBron.
Super Bowl pick. Oh, okay.
Oh, let's do LeBron.
Yeah, LeBron. I don't have my crybaby thing.
Oh, wait. He's tired. Yeah.
Oh, can you believe that shit? I mean, how much more does this guy have to do, you know? I mean, it's like he calls out management, who's done nothing but put money on him. He gets what he built this team. He says who comes and who goes, and yet he's still crying about things. Well, I got one.
There we go.
Oh, there you are. You know, I mean, dude, if you want to go to the Clippers, now it's time. But now that you've really shown your true colors, how many teams? I mean, you are good, but you're on the downslope. Now what do? You know, I mean, you can push around Cleveland because they're desperate. You know,
yeah.
But that stuff ain't good. I mean, the next step you have is L.A.,
yeah.
And you know that's where washed up, you know, stars go. Where can he fit?
Who wants his big mouth?
Yeah,
that big jaw. That's weird, man.
Yeah.
Something's up with that.
I mean, they just came out and said today that he just went to upper management and said, "Hey, you need to get me a playmaker."
Yeah.
So now they're having tryouts.
Huh. Yeah, did you see that?
Lance Stevenson, Mario Chalmers, all these guys are not even in basketball.
Yeah, how did that work out? I mean, how...
How's that going to help you? These guys aren't even playing. Why don't you get your ass up and trade for somebody?
And he's tired of Charles Barkley getting on his ass. Shut up.
Well, you know, Barkley has a big mouth too, but I mean, come on, you're picking a fight with a guy who's up in the broadcast booth. You're not going to win.
Yeah, I mean, that's what Charles
does. Well, I'm not going to let him disrespect my legacy like that.
What legacy?
I'm not the one who threw somebody through a window. I never spit on a kid. I never had unpaid debt in Vegas. I never said I'm not a role model. Well, are you a role model?
Are you
keep
really?
Keep whining.
Yeah, you keep going to everywhere that fits you. I mean, the original, the first time that you left Cleveland was for what? So you could win.
Yeah.
So you could stack the deck. Shut up. You know, if you just shut up, and I mean, everybody can say whatever you want to say, but if you keep coming off as it's all about me, then it gets old. And this thing's already got old.
Yeah.
You know, but what has not got old is what do we have that we did not talk about in 1 minute? The super CPA, Ken Pocket.
We didn't talk about Anthony Gose. You remember last week, we almost had a party here because they traded for this guy from Tampa Bay, and they designated Gose for assignment. I says, he's gone, finally. He's not gone. He's back. You know, remember they said, oh, there's a couple teams out there that are interested in Anthony Gose, but we're not going to let him go. Well, they put him on waivers. He cleared waivers. Nobody claimed him. Noah did it. Noah Body wanted Anthony Gose, except us.
Is that like
0-16? And he's back. They signed him to a minor league deal, and he's going to start out in Toledo unless he makes the team out of spring training. God help us.
Wait a minute. They put him down to Double A. They damn near put him down to Lakeland. And now they're saying, well, you can come back as AAA?
Yeah.
How else can you get good? By sitting on your butt around Christmas and wintertime, you went from AA and buried to now AAA.
God help me. Don't see your shadow on Thursday, John. We don't need six more weeks of this bullshit.
Okay. That's true. We don't. Mark Milicek, sport director here at the new CKIWR Radio 76. What did we not cover in 1 minute?
We didn't cover our Super Bowl picks.
There, that's what you got. Can we talk about wrestling?
We can talk about wrestling, too, if you want.
I want to talk to about a legitimate sport, not the NFL.
Oh.
Okay.
What was the point spread on the Pro Bowl, by the way?
Good God, did you even watch it? You know, the skills competition? Here's a skill. There. Oh, there you go. There's my skill.
Okay, who's going to win?
New England.
Pulling for Atlanta. You're the tiebreaker.
I'll take Atlanta.
Oh, I see.
Just for the hell of it.
Oh, see how kind of good taxes you get this year. Another deduction, another demerit. Wow, did you see really quick before we go? The wings are ready to leap.
Oh, yeah.
Where do they want to be?
They can only go up. But yeah, so now they're going to say, look, it's only 5 games separates them and Boston. Actually, that's kind of a tight system.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you look at these standings.
As of today.
Yeah, these are the standings. So if you actually go by the unofficial second half of the season, the Wings are in last place.
Yep, we're going to win. All right, talking about winning, we're winning out of time here. So we thank you so very much for being with us here at the Sports Authorities on the new CKWI Radio 76. If you cannot join us live, and we hope that you can, but you can always get this podcast at podbean.com, P-O-D-B-E-A-N, and just in the little search button, go to just type in CKIW in the little white cloud. And up we come, and up we come, and out we go. We thank Paul Jurek and Henrietta for being with us today. Also, we thank the Super CPA, Ken Pocket, and Mark Milicek.
And we want to thank Anthony Gose, too.
And Anthony Gose, who's with us. So until that time, we'll see you again next Tuesday here on the Sports Authority, CKW. Thank you, everybody. Good night now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.